Today we'll continue the Gemara a little bit of Chanukah, and tomorrow night we'll go back to Halacha where we left off before Chanukah. Now, it's very interesting because this past Shabbos, there were three Sefer Torahs, right? There was the Parsha of Miketz, and then was Rosh Chodesh, and then was Chanukah. So there is a question that, based on the Gemara, and I'll explain the Gemara, and the Rishain, the Tosis's issue over here. The Gemara asks a question: what comes first? If somebody has only enough money to buy wine for Kiddush or Ner Chanukah? It's either one of the two. Chanukah candles or wine for Kiddush. The Gemara said before, candles for Shabbos is for sure because Sholom Bayis. So the question, the Gemara says like this: should we do Kiddush first because Kiddush is usual? Every week you make Kiddush. Or maybe Chanukah is special because you publicize the miracle. Okay? So what comes first? Publication of a miracle or what's called Todir, constant you doing it?
Can't you say Kiddush on bread
instead of wine? There's a very interesting Rishonim over here talk about it, but let's leave that out first. It's a very good point. 1 second. So the Gemara says, he answered that Ner Chanukah Odif, that Chanukah comes first because of Parsumei Nisa. Because publication of the miracle is more important than something which is done more often. Okay? So Tesis says, and this Tesis is the source in Halacha for why we do what we do. So Tesis says, according to the Rashba, it appears that Rosh Chodesh Tevis that falls out on Shabbos, which was this year, right? Rosh Chodesh Tevis, this past Shabbos, was Rosh Chodesh Tevis that fell out. So now you have three possible Haftaras: Miketz, Rosh Chodesh, or Chanukah. Now, we know normally when Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, we push off the everyday one and we do Rosh Chodesh. So now Tosfos says, based on this Gemara, the publication of a miracle, meaning Chanukah comes before something which is more common, Tosfos says, Rashi says, based on this, we say the Haftarah of Chanukah, not Rosh Chodesh. Even though Rosh Chodesh might be more often, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is more often than Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, that whole thing. Nevertheless, Tosfos said, based on the Gemara, we do the Haftarah of Chanukah. And that's the halacha. The only question is, you add the first and last pasuk of Rosh Chodesh, Shemach Chodesh, but that's a whole different thing. Anyway, that's the source, by the way, in halacha, of what halacha writes, that when Shabbos Rosh Chodesh falls out in Chanukah, you do the Haftarah of Chanukah. Now the Gemara asks a different question. Iboy luhu, ma'u lahaskir shol Chanukah b'musafin. When Shabbos Chanukah, or Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, so we have Musaf, right? Do you have to say Al Hanisim in Musaf? Like this Rosh Chodesh, yesterday was Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos and Sunday. Yedavim Musaf, I'm Rosh Chodesh. Do you have to say Al Hanisim in Musaf? So we know we do because that's what it says in the Siddur. But what's the origin of this in Halacha? Is this Gemara? And the Gemara asked the question: do we say Kivin the last Bar Musaf B'Didei? Chanukah itself, there's no Musaf in Chanukah. Because Chanukah is a rabbinic holiday, so there's no extra korban on Chanukah. So do we say Chanukah does not demand a Musaf? There's no Musaf on Chanukah. So if Chanukah doesn't demand a Musaf, why should we say Al Hanisim in a Musaf? It's not, Chanukah doesn't have a Musaf. Or Dilma, do we say Yom Shechai Betvi'ar Betvilis? It's a day that the day of Chanukah, this day, is obligated in 4 tefillahs, so you do mention it. Okay? So the question, the Gemara says, do you mention on Chanukah Al Hanisim in Musaf on Shabbos Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh Chanukah? Do you say Al Hanisim or not? So the Gemara says, Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda v'Amr Tavayu Einay Maskir. You don't mention Al Hanisim in Musaf. According to Rav Yehuna and Rav Yehuda, when we davened Musaf yesterday and on Shabbos, you were not supposed to say Al Hanisim in Musaf. But Rav Nachman and Rav Yechon Amar Tavayu Maskir. You do mention. And the halacha is that you do mention it. Like those two opinions, that's the halacha that you do mention. But in Gemara, there's opinions that say you don't say al anisim in Musaf and Chanukah because Chanukah doesn't need a Musaf. Okay, then he says like this. Okay, then the Gemara asked before that a different question. Here it is. That's okay. He boiled a little early on in the Gemara. The Gemara asked like this. Do you mention Rosh Chodesh Yalav Yovi in benching? When you bench, do you say Yalav Yovi on Rosh Chodesh? Imtem Salema B'chadika D'Rabbanon Leitzorich. Oh, 1 second. The Gemara, I skipped a little piece. Iboilu, let's go back a little bit. Ma'al lahaske shol Chanukah b'berchus hamazon. Do you mention al anisim in benching on Chanukah? So what's the question? Do we say kivin de mirabbanon hu leimadur chaninon? Because it's only rabbinic. Chanukah is only a rabbinic holiday. You don't mention it. Or edelma mishum par nisim nisim, because publication of the miracle, you do say. So amir rava, amir rav schir, amir rav huna, eina maskir. You don't mention al anisim in benching and Chanukah. That's this opinion. If in bala haskir, and if you do mention it, where should you mention it? Beheida in the brach of neida lecha, which is thanking Hashem. Rav Huna b'ayiru dekoy lebei rav esavet atchur bebeinu Yerushalayim. So he wants Rav Huna. I mean, what's his name? Rav Huna bar Yehuda came to Rav's house on Chanukah, and they were thinking to say al anisim in Rachim, because that's what we say Ritzei, that's what we say Yalav Yovei. So he said, that's what you should mention al anisim also, like every other thing. Or he says, no. So the Gemara says, Amarav Sheishas Kitzfila, you do it like davening. Where do you mention al anisim in davening? In the brach of Meidim. So therefore, in the brach of Neidelecha is where you mention Yalanisim. So in other words, the Gemara says like this. You don't have, one opinion says you don't even have to mention Alanisim and mention. By the way, that's why the din is, if you forget it, you don't have to repeat the benching. Because it's rabbinic, you forget it, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei either. But he says, and that's the halacha, you mention it in Meidim, just like you do in Meidim, so you do it in the Bracha Neidelecha. It's very simple. Alanisim is thanking Hashem for the miracles, and this is also Neidelecha is thanking Hashem for the land. And then the Gemara says, do you mention Yalav Yovei in Rosh Chodesh benching? Okay, so he says like this. Do you say that because Chanukah is rabbinic, therefore we said before, you don't have to mention in benching? Or, Rosh Chodesh D'Oraisa Tzorech, maybe Rosh Chodesh Tov is mentioned in the Torah, Rosh Chodesh. So maybe it's biblical, so we should mention it. Or Dilma, or maybe, Kivin D'Leyase Basiyas Melacha, Rosh Chodesh you are allowed to work, maybe you don't have to say Yalav Yovei. So the Gemara is asking, this is interesting. We have it already set in the Siddur exactly what you do, in Lalocha, what you do. But the Gemara is asking, maybe you don't say Yalav Yovei in benching on Rosh Chodesh because you're allowed to do work. Or do we say you do say it because it's biblical? So the Gemara says, Rav Amar Maskir, Rav says you do say Yalav Yovei in benching. Rav Chanin Amar Eina Maskir. You don't mention Yalav Yovei in Rosh Chodesh. Amar Zrika Nekeit Rav B'yotcha, because Rav Eishiya holds like him that you mention it in the benching. So bottom line is, the halacha today, we mentioned al anisim in benching. We mentioned Yalav Yovei in benching. And like Taisa says, when there's three Shabbosim, three Sefer Torahs, you do Chanukah, not Rosh Chodesh, and not the other ones. Now, by the way, what's interesting, when you make an alamichya on Chanukah, So you mention Shabbos, you mention Yom Tov, you mention Rosh Chodesh, but you don't mention Chanukah and Ben Idala Michya. And okay, Tosfos discusses, interesting, why would you, if you say Al Nisim in Davening, why wouldn't you say it in Benchit? And Tosfos says there's a difference. Davening you do in Shul. So there's a lot of people. So when you say Al Nisim, you're publicizing the miracle. At home, you eat alone. So you're saying Al Nisim to yourself. So the question is, maybe you don't have to say it. But again, the halacha is that we do. But the Poskim bring down, by the way, that you don't mention in Alamichya, because Alamichya itself is rabbinic. So it's like a double rabbinic. So in Alamichya, you don't mention Chanukah. It's interesting. Somebody asked me Shabbos and Shul, why don't you find in the Siddurim, Shabbos davening, you see Al Nisim for Chanukah. Why didn't you see an Al Nisim for Purim? So the answer is, Purim here cannot fall out on Shabbos. But in Israel, like this year, Purim was Friday, so Yerushalayim celebrates Purim on Shabbos. So if you look in the Israeli, I showed him in an Israeli Siddur, Chabad Israel, that was printed in Israel, it says Al Nisim for Purim also. Why? Because in Yerushalayim, they say Al Nisim on Purim, Shabbos. That when they celebrate Purim, they would say it.